Hey everybody, Joe from Stop and Think News. You might notice that it sounds like I'm in a cave. I am in the garage where I have to do this podcast because, my daughter's doing SATs and she homeschools, so we have to go to a whole nother town to do that physical testing, which means my wife worked midnights and decided to stay up, and we had to be out by noon and go and... Then it was, done around 3:30. But that's the, this is one of the best things about this pod board that I've been using. My other one supposedly is coming tomorrow. I can't remember if I mentioned this on one of my last shows, but I ordered it from Walmart.com because it was a decent price. It was mid-range. I mean, I'm not going to pay thousands of dollars, for my hobby podcast. But at the end of the day, I ordered it and, and then I looked at the receipt. And it's coming from China directly. So that's awesome. It's supposed to be here tomorrow, supposedly. I doubt it, but we'll see what happens. So this thing is handy for times like this when I can't be in my room to record a podcast. I can come out here and do it. It might sound a little weird, and you'll hear me holding the mic and everything because this is a glass table and I'm not going to clip anything to it. But anyway, there has been a little bit of news. So Trump visited a Chick-fil-A. I want to say it was a Chick-fil-A or a Popeyes or a chicken. It was a chicken joint. And I think it was in Georgia, and he was swarmed by a whole bunch of people. It's a video worth checking out. It shows, that he loves the people. I mean, he does. He's not one of these fake politicians that'll campaign from their basement while, secretly loathing the people that they want to vote for them. So I'll play a little bit from this.
Hello,
one second. Let me, he shows up. Let me make sure the volume's up. That's me clicking my phone. That is this setup. That's you hear everything. Good thing I didn't eat at Taco Bell today. So let me, I think that's going to be too loud. Just give me one sec, guys. I'm just trying to make sure I don't blow
get
your
ready ears. For a milkshake. You got plenty of.
All right.
You
got
this is an original from 2016.
Oh, I love this guy.
So here's a black gentleman bringing a hat, original from 2016. Trump asked for a permanent marker, and he's about to sign the hat. It's actually pretty cool, He's like that. He does that. I don't really ever see anybody show up to Biden events asking him to sign anything. I do see him acting creepy with kids whenever he has an event, though. That's interesting.
He understood long before the rest,
right?
So he's literally been swarmed by pretty much everybody in the restaurant. It's just amazing to see. This comes on the heels of a new poll, which the left likes to say, why do the Trumpsters only believe the polls that look good for Trump? And it's like, because honestly, man on the street interviews and so on, that's what makes me believe it. The stuff that they ignore is what makes me believe it. There is, especially since, like Trump said, he was arrested for no reason. There has been an increase in support from the minority community. Is it racist to say that, like the media suggests? No. They'll tell you that they identify with that. They believe that they are wrongfully prosecuted all the time. And they're not the only ones. That's the thing. Trump showed everybody that they'll do that to anybody, anyone that they want to do it to. Doesn't matter your race. Doesn't matter your background. They will do what they want as long as they think they have a reason to. And the reasons that they come up with could be anything, let's be honest. Now, keep in mind, the reason that we don't believe every poll is because when people accurately poll, they find that Trump's in the lead. And then soon after, if not a handful of days after, new polls come out to counter those. Those are the fake polls. Those are the fake polls. I hate to break it to you. Those are fake. They are meant to break down people who support Trump and make them feel like it's useless to vote because we're not going to be working together with people other people. You know, we're not going to be working as a country. That is their biggest fear. You've seen the memes, you know, everybody of all races, colors, and everything come together for one cause. And in this particular instance, the cause is to save this country, because if we don't come together, this country's lost for good. Nothing good is going to happen after, you know, 2024 if he is not elected again, period. Joe Biden supposedly now all of a sudden has figured out that he can do his own thing on the border and try to, you know, get border security back up. This after the Biden administration sold what was left of the wall portions that hadn't been put up yet for pennies on the dollar for scrap. Just refused to put it up. This after they've sued Texas and so on for trying to secure their own state's border. This comes when everybody believes that border security is the hot button issue right now, to which some degree I think it is, but also the economy is a very big factor in this. You'll notice that there has been an article, I think I shared it on Facebook. As a matter of fact, it was probably one of the funniest things. I'm sure I shared it to my Telegram, Stop and Think News as well. But let me see if I can find it really quick. I share so much stupid stuff, random things. Where is it? Anyway, oh, here it is. This is from the Wall Street Journal. It was written by Greg, I don't know what that says, Greg IP, what, 1P, I don't know. Anyway, it's not the whole article, it's just a screenshot. But the title is, What's Wrong with the Economy? It's you, not the data. Many Americans believe that the economy and their finances are worse than they really are. Now, this is how you know you're a propagandist. When you find yourself writing things that say that, you know, Americans are just too stupid to understand that they're not really hurting, right? That's what that headline reads. It's just phrased differently, nicer, I guess. They're basically telling you that, yeah, you're paying over $3 a gallon for gas and it's crawling up towards $4 in most places where it's not normally that high. At least when Trump was president, I think the lowest we went was like $1.99 for a little bit, and then it was between $2 and $3 consistently, which we can afford. Currently, it costs me $50 to fill my tank up, okay? And we drive a Nissan Rogue. It's not even, I don't even know what size tank it has, but it's not very big, right? So you sit here and you go, they want us to believe that when we're paying, you know, over $10 for eggs in some areas, when milk costs almost $4 a gallon, when everything we've seen that we used to be able to afford to buy in the grocery store now costs double in some cases, 50 to 70 cents more or a dollar more. This is all in your imagination. You're doing better than you think. You just don't see it because you've been brainwashed. If you believe that, you're an idiot. There's no nice way to say it. You're a complete out of touch idiot if you believe that. You are, like, I don't know how you function on a daily basis if you believe that. I just don't know. How do you not forget to, like, do you forget to breathe? Like, is it like something that you just, like, you'll be sitting there and then all of a sudden you realize you haven't taken a breath in like 3 minutes and you probably should before you pass out? Like, that's how dumb you have to be to believe this type of propaganda. You are literally living in real world conditions that tell you and show you on a daily basis that there's everything wrong with this economy. And you and there are people out here who read that headline and they're like all smug and, you know, tight, you know, loosening their little shirt collar and jerking it around going, yeah, that's right. We are doing better than we think we are. These people exist, unfortunately. And, you know, if my theory about forgetting to breathe is true, that may not be for too long, but we can cross our fingers on that, I guess. Another headline. This is from Business Insider. Someone made a meme out of it, but it says, Millennials and Gen Z's trendy new splurge, groceries. Like, what? And then And then at the bottom, it's got the dog where the whole room's on fire. And then it zooms in and the dog's like, this is fine. Like, seriously, if buying groceries is you splurging and you're going to vote blue no matter who. Again, I ask, like, how do you function? Do you put, like, silverware and light sockets regularly? Like, I don't understand how people can live like this. It wasn't like this under Trump, by the way. My kids know it. They're Gen, I think, Z and whatever comes after that. I don't even know. I don't know why we're lettering our generations. But anyway, my daughter's younger than them. So I don't know. She's the new generation. And she even knows it, right? I mean, like, kids aren't. That's the thing. A lot of young people, and there's been polls that show it, are actually pro-Trump because they're like, dude, I can't afford rent. And where I can afford rent, it's a decent neighborhood, but I'm stepping over homeless people, their feces, their needles, their alcohol bottles, their garbage, their tents, their, like, and I'm paying over $1,000 for the pleasure, right? And then I go to the grocery store and I'm doing my best to scrape by while these crowds run in and just rob it blind. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there are young people who, don't get me wrong, there's every generation, even Gen X, like mine, there's liberals in that one that are just totally brainwashed, you know? And it is what it is. But at the end of the day, a lot of people have woke, they're awake, you know what I mean? And I don't mean in the way where, like, you know, guys should be in women's restrooms. I mean, a lot of people are fed up with all that. They're fed up with the BLM nonsense. They're fed up with DEI, and not just white people, as the media would have you believe. There are plenty of non-white people that are sick and tired of all this pandering, the reverse racism, and they should be. Black people aren't stupid. And, you know, inner city schools are struggling not because black people are in them. It's because the teachers are too busy trying to tell them that they're victims. They're too busy trying to tell them that men can be women. They're teaching them everything but what they need to know in life. And then they want to punish schools, like I said in my last podcast, for where the smart kids are, you know, I can't think of what it's called right now, but these special schools where smart kids go and stuff, because there was only 3% non-whites in this school. They want to take the whole thing away from everybody, including the non-white students who are benefiting from it, just like any other student in there. Take it away because it's not high enough numbers. And what that is to me, what that says to me, it's them looking back at their reflection, but then seeing that they're the problem, and I'm talking teachers here, not all teachers, but you know what I mean. They're seeing the problem in the mirror, but then they're looking over here and blaming somebody else, because isn't that the left today? They can't accept responsibility for their own failures, for their own bad ideas. It's always somebody else's fault, and as of the past 8+ years, Trump is the reason. Everything's Trump's fault. Now, Project Veritas has come out and released a video of, it's of somebody within the Federal Reserve. And let me find that link for you really quick, guys. Sorry, this is on the fly. Like I said, you know, I'm not in my normal surroundings here, so I gotta go to Telegram and I will find that for you. It's on Twitter under, what is he on Twitter? What is he called on Twitter? I think it's James O'Keefe, just regular James O'Keefe. And here's the video. Breaking: inside the Federal Reserve, hidden camera captures principal economist at the Federal Reserve talking about Jerome Powell's legacy as somebody who held the line against, like, Trump, the influential agency responsible for, yeah, we'll just listen to it. He writes a lot about this. Here, let me, here we go.
Right now I'm preparing for something. I'm going to do a to the Fed board.
Meet Harel Hiesmo. He's a principal economist working inside the Federal Reserve.
So you write speeches for Powell?
Yeah, like for, you know, certain paragraphs. I'm just really worried that I'm saying stuff, like stuff that's classified.
Do you deal with classified stuff?
It's all classified. Right?
Quote, it's all classified.
It's all classified. Trump is a crazy person. It's very clear. I mean, he's a dumb guy.
Does he hate Trump?
It, like, is the feeling neutral?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. And Trump was president. He wanted to stimulate the economy.
Right.
But he wouldn't do it. And he started raising interest rates, doing the opposite that Trump wanted. So, I mean, so the feeling is this, that, like, we don't want Trump to be in government.
Right.
Aurel Hizmo, principal economist with the Federal Reserve, says Jerome Powell wants to go down in history as someone who, quote, held the line against Donald Trump, unquote.
He's doing it for the legacy. He wants to be remembered in history as, like, as somebody who held the line against, like Trump, and like somebody who like helped the economy.
So he wants to preserve his legacy as someone,
savior. Even though he's Republican on paper, Democrats don't want him.
Yeah, because he's responsive. Like under Powell, the Fed has changed to think about equity issues, like racial issues, think about wealth inequality as part of the mandate, as part of the things we're following.
Yep.
Think about climate change.
Aurel Hizmo says, quote, people think conservatives are dumb and that the, quote, Federal Reserve would discriminate against those conservatives depending on how out there they are.
People think they're dumb.
Would they be like discriminated against?
I mean, it depends on like how like out there they are.